citizens of the world. We are anonymous. You have probably heard of us, but those of you who don't know us, let me explain what anonymous is.
Hey, welcome to this new episode of Anonymous Podcast.
Today we are going to be talking about online privacy and how we have none.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. You know, it's kind of crazy how we live in a world that has so many users online and so many people online that we just can't have basic human rights like online privacy.
And if you think about it, we do everything online these days. Order food, buy clothes, watch TV and movies, etc. And to do all that, we give all these companies all of our information.
Yeah, and the pandemic made us more vulnerable to giving up our privacy due to constantly being inside.
I mean, our lives became digital. Kids went to school on their computers. Adults clocked in on Zoom, for crying out loud. But the crazy thing is, even though our lives became digital, our laws did not.
Yeah, and with lives becoming digital through the pandemic, it just seemed like Congress had different options on approaching online privacy laws, but has yet to vote on anything since the pandemic.
You would think that the world being locked in their homes would be enough reason for them to not get cold feet. But then again, this is the same government that Zuckerberg had to explain ads to.
And now it seems like federal law is not in the picture, and is looking like states will need to enact their own laws. It just seems like online privacy does not matter enough for federal laws to be put in place, which is ridiculous.
And it really should be a federal government's responsibility to set the tone for the direction digital privacy laws are going to go in. I mean, just look across the Atlantic, where the GDPR has done exactly that with privacy laws that were put into place even before the pandemic happened.
Yeah, the fines for violating the GDPR are actually very high, and that's what makes it such a great thing to do for online privacy. There are two tiers of penalties, which max out at around £20 million, or 4% global revenue, whichever is actually higher. And then plus data subjects like people who have been stripped of their privacy have the right to seek compensation for damages.
If there is any way to make sure people respect the boundaries of others, it is by affecting their pockets. The GDPR makes sure all companies have fairness and transparency, integrity, confidentiality, and accountability. Can we say the same for the companies dominating the United States internet?
Yeah, we hope this informed you about the lack of privacy we have online in America. Hopefully we can take a page out of GDPR's book and move forward with online privacy laws through the federal court.
Going forward, make sure to keep your information tight, and as always, stay anonymous.